Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, Mr. News, hit it. A solution to mainstream media, big tech, anti-free speech attacks against constitutional conservatives is here. Stand by. The doors of the newsroom are locked and the PC police are not getting in, so sit back and relax as we unfold this edition of the Ledger Report.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. And in San Diego, one anchorman was more man than the rest. His name was
Graham Ledger.
Tonight, healthcare workers on the front lines in Michigan battling the worst of a new coronavirus surge, saying the virus is spreading like wildfire.
It's breaking our hearts. We're exhausted emotionally.
ICU nurse Kim Stasek telling us Monday was the worst shift of her 15-year career.
I was going room to room for all 8 hours, and there was nothing else that I could give them, nothing else that I could do. You just wait and watch and hope that they make it through your shift.
With hospital admissions in the upper Midwest jumping nearly 30% over the past week, north of Detroit, nurse Jeff Morosky says patients are facing wait times of 8 to 10 hours.
How does this compare to the worst of it last year?
I think it's worse. We don't have enough, you know, people to give the care that we need to. Nurses are leaving in droves.
The federal government now sending Michigan more personnel to administer vaccines, though Governor Gretchen Whitmer doubling down that what her state needs is more shots.
When there is a surge, we think that it's important that we rush in to meet where that need is.
And tonight, the country bracing for an 85% drop in the supply of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine this week. A potential speed bump just as a record 4.6 million shots were reported on Saturday.
Last week, we got around 20,000 doses. This next week, we're only getting about 2,500 doses.
And health officials say in that wait for the vaccine, younger adults are getting infected, like New York's Alfredo Hercules, an active, healthy 39-year-old, now reunited with his family after 72 days in the hospital.
Stop tape. Oh, it's perfect for the mainstream media, right, as they continue to promote this bogus narrative that the Wuhan coronavirus is somehow this deadly black plague of 2021, of the 21st century. It's not, ladies and gentlemen. The mortality rate for the Wuhan coronavirus is only slightly worse than the seasonal flu. But how perfect for the mainstream media. A guy named Hercules is put in the hospital. And we don't want Hercules to be in the hospital. We want Hercules to be well and provide for his family. But who the hell knows what Hercules' real story? The reporter says a healthy person. Well, a healthy person can also have possibly comorbidities. Or a healthy person, maybe he went into the hospital healthy, but about 100 pounds overweight. We know that the vast majority of the people who are succumbing to the Wuhan coronavirus are obese, are overweight. Yet that's not being reported in the mainstream media. Also not reported in that report is the fact that the reason the Johnson & Johnson vaccine supply is dropping is because there are problems with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And this is chronicled in certain areas of conservative media, but again, you're not going to see it in the mainstream media. And if you happen to try and post that to YouTube, whoosh, boom, you're cut. You got one strike, and maybe it's your third strike. You're gone. If I posted a video right now to YouTube, which I can't because I'm in YouTube jail, but if I was able to, And I talk about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine having problems, which there are documented problems that Dr. Fauci doesn't seem to be worried about. YouTube would give me another strike and I'd be gone for good. I have two strikes. That's why I'm in YouTube jail. And some people say, oh, it's a badge of honor. But you know, here's the problem with that. It's the same thing with Twitter. I'm trying to beat them at their own game. I'm trying to hang on Twitter. I'm trying to hang on Facebook. I'm trying to hang on YouTube, because that's where the vast majority of people are. And we want to support alternative forms of social media and mainstream media. Absolutely. And that's what this here podcast is focused on today. The Ledger Report today is focused on alternative forms of social media, in particular produced by a guy, you may recognize his name as Mike Lindell, and we're going to be speaking with him in just a moment. But this here program, I want to remind you, is brought to you by MyPillow and Mike Lindell. See, we have to stick together here, folks. And Mike Lindell has produced a product that is under attack right now. MyPillow is under attack. And these retail outlets have dropped the MyPillow line. Fine, whatever. So we have voices like me saying, hey, remind you that if you need a pillow or any kind of bedding accessory, go to MyPillow.com, put in Ledger in the promo code box, and you'll get up to 66% off. That's how we bypass these people. Coca-Cola telling their employees to be less white. How, number one, insulting. Number two, how much that's an attack on the very foundation of this country, which is so-called white. And I hate even to talk like this. I don't look at people by skin color, but apparently Coca-Cola does. But third, it's racist. It's 100%. Imagine if Coke said to its employees, can you act a little less black? This is what we do on the golf course, right? Would you take this bet? We reverse the bet. Could you act a little less Hispanic? Could you act a little less Chinese? Why is it okay for Coca-Cola to say, act less white? It's not. It shouldn't be okay. It shouldn't be okay. And so we need to speak up. We need to stick together, those of us who care about the United States Constitution, who care about the Bill of Rights, and who care about the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, but the First Amendment in particular, because our voices are being snuffed out systematically. And it is a conspiracy between the mainstream media and the big tech media. They are wiping out any kind of alternative thought to what the Democrat Party, the modern Democrat Party, which is the Socialist Party, is now spewing out. So Mike Lindell, MyPillow, Donald Trump, Graham Ledger, we all need to stick together, period. We are the silent so-called majority, and we need to be silent no more. And we need to stick together, because this is how the Democrat Party accomplishes as much as it's accomplished. And this attack on our fundamental rights in this country, an attack on the Bill of Rights, an attack on the founding documents, including the Declaration of Independence. They work together, they stick together, and they stick to a game plan. No more circular firing squads of the modern Republican Party, although the modern Republican Party has left me many, many years ago. Yet they are the closest thing to a party that represents what we want, which is freedom and liberty. Also, if you go to grahamledger.com, you can answer the Ledger Register question, which asks you right now, will you sign up for the new Mike Lindell and Donald Trump media platforms? Again, the Mike Lindell platform we're going to speak to in just a moment with Mike Lindell. But Donald Trump is coming up with one as well. So are you going to sign up for these platforms? I know a lot of people don't like to go on so-called social media. I have a lot of friends who will not do Twitter, will not do Facebook, and that's fine. God bless them. But how about now? How about a social media platform from Mike Lindell, who millions of Americans love and trust? How about a social media platform from Donald Trump, who tens of millions of Americans love and trust? But here you have the prime example of the mainstream media trying to scare the living daylights out of millions of Americans. That ABC News report. A fourth wave is coming. And of course, it's focused in this blue state region, isn't it? In Michigan in particular. This fourth wave in Michigan. Well, why do you suppose that is? Well, because Detroit has been largely on lockdown for the past year. And all of a sudden, life starts getting back to normal a little bit. People go outside. The virus is going to spread. This is what viruses do. This is what human beings do. Human beings spread viruses around. This is what nature intends. This is how you establish herd immunity. And now Hercules in New York has immunity. Hercules should not be a candidate for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine or any other of the Wuhan coronavirus vaccines. Yet the mainstream media is not reporting that, and that is criminal. It is absolutely criminal. And again, if I go on YouTube and say, do not get the vaccine if you have had the Wuhan coronavirus, they would snuff me out. They would silence me. They would delete me. Delete, delete, delete. You can't say that on YouTube. But we have alternate platforms where little Grammy Ledger can get his message out. So it's not surprising that Michigan is seeing a surge in cases. Again, it's a blue state. It's exactly what happened in California. California locked down early into this thing and then started easing up, you know, around September, October. And wouldn't you know it? All of a sudden, there's a surge in cases going into Christmas and Thanksgiving. And the governor, Newsom, who's about to be recalled, says, oh, you can't celebrate Thanksgiving and you can't celebrate Christmas. It's highly predictable. Whitmer's going to do the same thing. Oh, sorry, summer is canceled for you. Forget about those 4th of July barbecues because we're having a surge. And another thing about this report, suddenly there's a shortage of vaccines. So the report details, oh, the Johnson & Johnson won't tell you why the Johnson & Johnson is coming out in fewer doses because there's problems, because they want you to get vaccinated. They're just saying, oh, well, there are fewer vaccines. Now, if this was Donald Trump in the White House, they'd be saying, where is the federal government? They promised vaccines to Detroit. They're being racist. So you see how the mainstream media shapes millions of minds out there. Because it's Biden in the White House, they're not blaming this on the president. Yet if it was Trump, it would be Trump's fault for all that's going on in this area where they're seeing these so-called surges. And those nurses. Do you notice the one nurse in the background was the union poster? I am so sick of these nurses crying and the other nurse saying, oh, well, we put them in ICU and then we just hope they make it through the night. That's effectively what you do with all patients. Number one, you dumb nurse. You get them in ICU, you do the best you can, and you hope that they make it through the night. That's no matter what you're in for in the ICU, of course, that's what you do. But let's drill down a little bit further. This is the Wuhan coronavirus. First of all, we know that hospitals get more money for the diagnosis of a Wuhan coronavirus from the federal government. And if they snake a tube down the patient's throat, then they get even more dollars. But there are many, many health issues when you snake a tube down a person's throat. Many bad things can happen. And it's the last thing, absolute last thing I would ever want happen to me at a hospital, really for any reason, but in particular for the Wuhan coronavirus. But it's no different than the flu. Yet you have these nurses trying to scare the American people into believing that this is any different than the flu in terms of the treatment. They can't do much if you get a bad case of the flu. I believe there are remedies out there that these hospitals and these doctors are not using, and for whatever reason, I don't know why, but like hydroxychloroquine, but just even massive doses of the maximum doses of vitamin D and maximum doses of vitamin C and maximum doses of zinc. It's not really talked about, is it? I know people in California who got the Wuhan coronavirus. They were sent home and the doctor said, take that regimen. That's all they did. And the person recovered. Woohoo! No, the mainstream media is intent on scaring the American people because they want to give cover to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's what they're doing, and give cover to Andrew Cuomo and give cover to Newsom in California and Whitmer in Michigan and Wolf in Pennsylvania and Murphy in New Jersey, on and on and on. They want to give cover to these people. They want to try and shame Ron DeSantis in Florida and Abbott in Texas. They want to try and prove those guys wrong, but they can't do it. Effectively, what happened in Florida is when the governor realized this was a sham, he reopened up and allowed natural herd immunity to take place. Schools were open, and that's what schools should be. They never should have closed. We needed those kids to be exposed to the Wuhan coronavirus, just like they're exposed to the flu. We don't shut down schools when the flu is ravaging a community or a state or the United States, do we? Well, then why in the hell did we shut them down during the Wuhan coronavirus? It was all part of the theater. It was all part of the ploy. The giant conspiracy to, number one, try and harm the re-election chances of Donald Trump, and number two, take away our constitutional rights and our liberty. And that's why alternative voices like myself and alternative platforms like we're about to see are so, so important. Joining me now is the founder and CEO of MyPillow.com. You may recognize him. You may recognize his name. It's Mike Lindell. Mike, you're developing this platform called Frank, which I love the name because it's, you're speaking frankly, right? It's free speech, and it's for people like me. It's for all Americans, of course, but including people like me who's being silenced on social media. I have strikes against me on YouTube. I've been shut down on Facebook. Twitter purged about a third of my followers. They're just gone, and it's going down. I'm being minimized. I'm being crushed. Graham Ledger's going away. And so this is why you've built Frank and about to be released to the public, right?
That's right. And it's been 4 years actually in the works. I've been doing stuff over here on my own right over here, building other platforms. And then I had these other guys that were also in a 4 year thing. And I bought their technology, put it together. Over the last month, I made it so I have my own servers. I wanted to make it be able to take the capacity, not be reliant on Amazon, Apple's, Google, Crooked, YouTube's, all these places. Didn't want to be reliant on them at all. So they can't shut it down. I made it. It's funny, these IP guys and these geeks are going, Mike, I said, is there anything else I can get that'll make it more safe? That'll make it more that they impenetrable. And they go, well, you could get one of these, but it's going to cost. I said, give me three of them. So it's the most secure. But now we're ready to launch. And what it is, it's going to bring, it's like a YouTube, Twitter kind of combination. There's nothing else like it out there in the world. And what it's going to do is bring all like the platforms that have lost their voices, your podcasts, your like yourself, your TV shows, your print, and bring them together. And then all these hundreds of millions of people coming to that are going to follow what we're doing right now. You can go to frankspeech.com. And you can sign up early, get a VIP pass, and to come in Thursday night, you'll be the only one in the public won't be able to get in there then until we launch, which is April 19th at 3 a.m. And when we launch, it's going to be a big deal. We're going to go live for 2 days. We're going to call it a Frankathon. I'm going to be live there telling everything about it. We're going to be talking about, hey, we can finally speak freely again.
Yeah, and that's just wonderful news. And so when you talk about it being a combination of Twitter and YouTube kind of rolled into one, is that the way it'll set up when we use it? Is there going to be a partition between maybe the text versus the video, or is it going to be together where you can kind of bounce off?
Well, right now we're going to try to be free from bots and trolls too. We're doing a lot of stuff protection from that. But when you first come on there, it's going to be like next week on the 9th. I mean, on the 19th at 9 a.m., you come on there and you have your videos, okay, or you have people that at that time they won't be able to stream live. We're preventing some of this stuff in the beginning, but everyone can be able to comment and comment on the videos and talk, you know, talk freely about where. So we're basically, what it does, it gets the podcasters, the free, you know, people out there that want to put out the word, and then everybody commenting on it, no matter who you are. Now, one of the things that I've been asked is, so we can say anything we want? No. We went back in our Constitution and what the Supreme Court and what our Constitution, our founding fathers described as free speech, or what they said free speech is defined at. So our whole message, or our whole mission statement, will be on there. That will define what free speech is. You won't be able to use four words, the C word, the N word, the F word, and God's name in vain. You won't be able to type that in. You're not going to be able to put up stuff. I'm going to kill that person. I'm going to do this. Of course not. Mm-hmm. And here's when you talk about defamation. Now, you can have a subjective opinion that I'm a bad guy, but putting something in there that is completely defaming someone, or that's a complete lie, those things won't be in there. Why? Because believe it or not, our free speech goes back to biblical principles. And the ninth, you have the Ten Commandments. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witnesses.
Right.
Well, so we've really tightened this up with lawyers and stuff so that we're able to speak freely, but actually to do what was right. What they've done on the other platforms, they've subjectively decided they don't want to hear you talk about something, so they shut people down.
Right, right. And so they have, for example, YouTube has deleted the last interview you and I did, gone, poof. But, you know, I loaded it on other platforms, but it's not this giant behemoth that YouTube has become.
Right.
And then they deleted another video that I did about the vaccines FDA came up with 100 different side effects that they didn't release to the American public about the vaccines. But this is not tinfoil stuff. Our conversation last time was about the election, and there was election fraud. I'm going to say it again. Right. There was election fraud. And the conversations I've had about the vaccines is right there from the FDA slide deck from October of 2020. So in other words, your platform is going to allow Graham Ledger to come on and say, hey, I don't like the policies of Barack Obama or Joe Biden. But at the same time, it's going to allow someone else to come on and say, hey, I don't like the policies of Donald Trump. You're not going to snuff that voice out either, are you?
Absolutely not. Everyone's going to be able to talk freely. When you talk about YouTube, that's why the YouTube, Twitter, those were the two biggest attack things we have, that are this Google that controls YouTube, that owns YouTube. These guys, when you come over now, you're going to be able to speak out and have opinions. So we like the vaccine. They just said the communications person at the White House said that they were FDA approved. No, they're not FDA approved. No. And so be able to speak out freely, but you're not going to be taken down. We don't have to worry about them taken down because I own all my own servers. I have all my own. That platform is not going to take us down. And we encourage, now listen to this. We encourage people get kicked off of YouTube because why? Because that means you're speaking out freely. Right. And you're not going to, and like yourselves, all the influencers are going to have more people than they've ever had, because I want to be 10 times the voice that YouTube was. You know, I mean, it's just going to be by the way, we can take up to 1 billion people. That's what they're telling me that we'll be able to take, or at least right now.
We are the silent majority, Mike, in this country, and I've been encouraging people to be silent no more, and this is one way. And the other message I've been sending out to folks, Mike, is that we got to stick together. And again, that platform, like you're describing, like you're about to release, allows us, number one, to be silent no more, and number two, to stick together, because it's very important. There is power in numbers. And the American people believe that the majority believes in the Constitution and believes in the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. I believe that the majority still does, and we need to have our voices heard. Do you have any kind of estimate? You must have run some sort of research and numbers. I know you've thrown some out there. I don't want to misquote you, but do you have any initial estimates of how many millions might sign on in the first, month, 2 months, 6 months, year?
Well, all I can go by is when I put out absolute proof, 150 million people have watched that in spite of all the cancellation and stuff. Right. And we were getting 50,000 people per minute coming on. So I would say, you know, if I had to estimate, it'll be upwards of a billion people eventually within the next couple of weeks. We're going to have a ticker tape on April 19th at 9 a.m. We're going to start 2 days this Frankathon. You'll be able to tune in live at frankspeech.com. And I'll be on there. We're going to have it just like the old telethons, how many people are joining. And so, you know, I'm going to keep up in the goals, but I'd like to get 10 million the first day.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be just incredible. So again, the website is going to be up and running for everyone on April 19th, and it's frankspeech.com, correct?
That is exactly right. And you can go there right now, and you can get an early VIP pass. Go sign up right now, frankspeech.com. The platform is Frank, and it's going to change the world. This is historical. It's going to get everybody united in their voice, everybody talking, and we're going to our First Amendment rights that have been attacked, we're going to get them back. We're going to get our rights back.
And between this platform and whatever Donald Trump is working on, this really can be a new avenue for Americans who are being victimized by this control freak nature of the mainstream media and big tech.
Absolutely, 100%. And all the other platforms, there's other good platforms out there too. Ours will just, they'll be able to all intertwine together because there's, like I say, this is more, you've got your YouTubes where people put their videos and stuff. That's one of the strongholds we need. And this is going to be the best place you could ever put anything there because they're not going to touch it.
Can't wait. Mike, congratulations. Looking forward to frankspeech.com. And I'm sure my audience and tens of millions of others will be all over it. Congratulations.
Thank you. God bless you all. Thanks.
So thank God for people like Mike Lindell. Thank God for people like Donald Trump. Thank God for all Americans who happen to care about the United States Constitution. And that includes yours truly. And so here where I'm going to get a little bit personal, and that is because I do have these two strikes against me on YouTube, I can't load videos to YouTube right now. So you're watching this on an alternative platform, possibly Rumble. I ask you to please hit the follow on Rumble. Now, Rumble is not quite as easy as YouTube. It's got some growing pains, shall we say? But hang in there with me, okay? I believe on Rumble, if you want to hit follow the Ledger Report or Graham Ledger, the videos, it forces you to create an account. Don't worry about it. You know, if you have a problem with any kind of emails that are sent you, and they don't send me emails. Maybe it's because I opt out or whatever. I don't remember how I signed up. But the bottom line is, if you could follow on Rumble, if you could follow on BitChute. Now, that's an odd name, but again, it's an alternative platform. It's not one you're going to probably use a hell of a lot, or maybe you will. I don't know. But at least it allows me to place these videos on a platform that will not police and delete because they don't like what's being said. And the one thing that I can never be accused of, because of my 30 years in broadcast television, I adhere to George Carlin's No Seven Dirty Words, you know, and there's more like 70 that I would never use. I mean, I have a certain amount of decorum. I have a certain amount of professionalism that I try and bring to every broadcast. And so when I get these notifications from YouTube or Facebook that I violated community standards, I'm thinking, what bad word did I say? I mean, it's so foreign. It's such a foreign concept to me. I'm so stupid. I actually believe that these platforms want to protect and nurture the First Amendment. How naive am I? No, it's because they don't like what I said. It's not because I used one of the George Carlin seven dirty words. So please go to Rumble, sign up. And of course, when the Frank platform is up and running very shortly, please do that too, because I'll be all over it, as Mike Lindell pointed out. But we've got to stick together. We've got to bypass these attacks. And thank God that we have an ability to do that. And we can't wait, of course, for the Donald Trump media platforms. Hopefully there's a mainstream media platform that Donald Trump's going to unveil, and I would love to be a part of that. I would love to be a part of that one way or another, and the social media aspect of it as well. But good news. Good news is on the horizon. We have a solution. We have a solution. We have a solution to the mainstream media attacks and the social media, big tech attacks on our free speech. A solution is at hand, ladies and gentlemen. This edition of the Ledger Report is on its way to the Archives Library of Congress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm Graham Ledger. And remember, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.